The Mysterious Island, Jules Verne. It was then nearly 6 o'clock. A thick fog made the night very dark. The castaways proceeded toward the north of the land, on which chance had thrown them. An unknown region, the geographical situation of which they could not even guess. They were walking upon a sandy soil, mingled with stones, which appeared destitute of any sort of vegetation. The ground, very unequal and rough, was in some places perfectly riddled with holes, making walking extremely painful. From these holes escaped every minute great birds of clumsy flight, which flew in all directions. Others, more active, rose in flocks and passed in clouds over their heads. The sailor thought he recognized gulls and cormorants, whose shrill cries rose above the roaring of the sea. From time to time, the castaways stopped and shouted, then listened for some response from the ocean, for they thought that if the engineer had landed and they had been near to the place, they would have heard the barking of the dog, Top, even should Harding himself have been unable to give any sign of existence. They stopped to listen, but no sound arose above the roaring of the waves and the dashing of the surf. The little band then continued their march forward, searching into every hollow of the shore. After walking for 20 minutes, the four castaways were suddenly brought to a standstill by the sight of foaming billows close to their feet. The solid ground ended here. They found themselves at the extremity of a sharp point on which the sea broke furiously.
"It's a promontory," said the sailor. "We must retrace our steps, holding towards the right, and we shall thus gain the mainland."
"But if he's there,"
said Neb, pointing to the ocean, whose waves shone of a snowy white in the darkness.
"Well, let us call again."
And all uniting their voices, they gave a vigorous shout. But there came no reply. They waited for a lull, then began again. Still no reply.